Good evening.
晚上好，大家。
The Bible, which is a reference book as Christians, is rather long and filled with many stories and poems and prophecies.
我们知道圣经这本书是我们基督徒啊所依赖的一本书，里面包括很多的故事，很多的诗歌，还有很多的预言。
But our time tonight is short, so I thought, what better than to read the beginning of the story of Jesus as it's told by a man named Mark, who is close friends with Jesus' followers.
圣经是一个非常多样的一本书。今天晚上时间很短，我们就来我要跟大家分享的就是在马可福音开始的时候讲的一段话。马可是耶稣他在世上的时候他的一些门徒的他和耶稣门徒的很熟悉的一个朋友。
There may be some of us here tonight who don't have a lot of knowledge or experience with Christianity or even any religion, but here you are at a church.
我们在座的可能有些人你从来没有接触过任何的宗教，也没有接触过基督教。那今天你就坐在我们的教会里面。
And if that's true, then a lot of the words in this Bible reading might seem rather strange.
如果你没有接触过宗教，没有接触过基督教的话，圣经里边的很多话语，你看起来可能会很奇怪。
There was a prophet foretelling something that was going to happen in the future, and a man named John saying that we should be sorry for our sins.
我们看到圣经里面讲有很多的先知讲到说将来要发生，预言将来要发生的事。我们也看到刚才讲到那个一个叫约翰的人，他讲到我们要为我们的罪感到懊悔。
Then there's a man named Jesus who claims to have some good news, and a bad guy named Satan, and some other guys who decide to follow Jesus for no apparent reason.
我们看到圣经里面还有有其他的情节，里面有一个耶稣基督他宣称他有对我们有好消息要给我们。圣经里面也讲到有一个坏人讲到他是撒旦，也讲到一群人他们愿意来跟从耶稣，但是他们跟从耶稣的原因我们好像也看不太清楚。
It might sound a little like a folk tale that you read as a young person with heroes and magic and villains.
所以如果你不熟悉圣经这本书的话，你一开始听起来好像是像一个圣经像一本预言里边像给年轻人讲的预言，里边有英雄也有坏人。
And you might think the part about Satan or the devil is hard to believe. He's like, you saw cartoons of him with a guy with a red suit and horns and a pitchfork.
你可能觉得说圣经里面所讲的那个魔鬼撒旦更加难以相信，因为可能我们常常接触到的讲到一个坏人，就是讲到说一个穿着红衣服拿着一个长脚的拿着一个叉子的人，这样一个形象。
And for educated people, it might be pretty easy just to dismiss such stories and just stick with the scientific facts about this material world that we live in.
受过教育的人好像觉得说这些都是不可信的我们最好是来相信，就是来科学能够证明的一些能够显示的一些事实，我们看到的，我们所看到的物质世界。
And I'm a scientist myself with a PhD from a good university, and I certainly value what science and reason and logic have to teach us.
看讲到他自己，他是一个是一个科学家，他也是他从一个学校拿到他的博士学位，他也相信说科学里边他尊重科学的一些发现和我们这个世界所存在的一些事实。
But no matter.
不管我们怎么样试图用科学来解释我们所认知的这个世界，还是有一些我们所面对的问题科学是不能够完全解释的。
And to try to explain what I mean, I'm going to ask you an important question.
我试着向你们来解释我所要想的，我要来问你们一个问题。
Do you believe in good and evil?
你们相不相信有善和？
I know that's a big question, and some might be thinking, let's just leave that one for the philosophers and not think about that tonight.
有些人可能觉得说，这个问题是太哲学化了，最好把这个问题交给哲学家去思考，我们不要想这些这样的事情。
But if we think about it for a while, I think we'll find ourselves acknowledging that, in a sense, we do good and we know good. Some of you might
might be old enough to remember the horrible genocide that occurred in the African country of Rwanda in the early 1990s, where one tribe killed almost a million people and another tribe killing them mostly with
上个世纪九十年代初的时候，在中非洲的一个国家叫卢旺达，他们一个部族和另外一个部族发生冲突，一个部族杀了另外一个部族将近100万的男人、女人和孩子，他们都是用刀砍死的。
And there was a Canadian general there who was in charge of a small United Nations peacekeeping force.
在当时在那里有一个加拿大的一个将军，他控制着一个很小的一支联合国的维和部队。
And his force was too small to stop the killing, so he had to stand by helplessly while all this mass murder happened right before his eyes.
他那维和部队的力量非常小，所以他没有办法来阻止这样的种族灭绝事情的发生，他只能眼睁睁地瞅着这事情在他眼前发生。
And later, when it was over, he said to reporters, "I'm not sure if there is a God, but I'm certain that there is a devil, because I have met him face to face, and I've shaken hands with him."
当这个种族灭绝这样一个事情发生以后，他对这个记者讲到，说我不太相信，不知道说到底有没有神，但是我知道说一定是有魔鬼，因为我跟魔鬼曾经面对面，我甚至跟他曾经握过手。
He said, "I was not talking to humans, but I was literally talking to evil."
他说我在跟他面对面的时候，我不是在跟一个人类讲话，好像就是在跟恶者在讲话。
And another man who was his age said, "Their eyes were full of darkness, tunnels without walls, filled with total infinite darkness. You could recognize the killers by those eyes."
另外一个这位将军他的助手是讲到说，那些恶者他们的眼睛。他们的眼里面充满了黑暗，好像没有围墙的，没有墙的一个隧道充满了无尽的黑暗。你从他们的眼睛里面就可以看到这些杀手他们的样子。
So maybe the devil wasn't a guy in a red suit, but they believed in the devil because they saw the devil at work, and I'm sure that you have too.
可能他这我们所讲的这个恶者，他不是穿的那个红的衣服。但是这他们确实是相信说有恶者的存在，因为他们看到恶者所做的工作。我也承认相信说敢肯定说你们也见过一些邪恶的事情在周围发生。
But in the same way, we recognize good when we see it too.
同样当我们看到好的事情发生的时候，我们也能够认识到说这是好的事情。
And I don't mean good in the sense of things that are good, like a good movie or good ice cream or something like that.
当我讲到好的时候，不是一些说对我们好的东西类似于说我们看到去看一个喜欢的电影，或者说去吃自己喜欢的冰激凌这样。
What I mean is good itself without reference to how it benefits us.
我所讲的这个好，讲这个善是这本身就是善的，这个善并不一定会给我们带来好处。
In 1982, there was a flight from Miami to Washington, D.C., and it crashed into a bridge and into the Potomac River in the middle of winter.
在1982年的冬天有一架从迈阿密飞到华盛顿 D.C. 的飞机在快到降落的时候，在波托马克河那里坠毁了。
And only 6 passengers survived the initial crash, but they were stuck on the airplane while it was sinking in the water, and rescue workers couldn't get to them because there was bad traffic in the city.
他们坠毁到那波托马克河的冰上，当时有6个幸存者，但是周围救援的人就没有办法迅速的达到他们，因为当时交通非常的糟糕。
But people who were there tried to throw life rings attached to ropes to the survivors, but they were too far away and they couldn't reach them.
当时有一些旁观那些人，他们就扔救生圈来试图把他们解救出来，但是看飞就也超过了他们扔的距离，那这救生圈达不到他们六个人幸存者那里。
But one of the survivors jumped into the freezing water and he swam out to the life ring.
可是在这个时候，就其中六个幸存者中间的一个。 他就跳进了那个冰岭的河里边，然后去啊拿那个救生圈，拿到救生圈。
But instead of letting himself be pulled to safety, he swam back to the airplane and gave it to another person so that they could be pulled to safety.
啊，他没有，他拿救生圈以后，他没有说就游到那个啊岸上去，而是他游到那个啊飞机的啊残骸里面去，把这个救生圈给了其他的幸存者，让他们可以游到岸上。
And the man did this over and over until the other five passengers were all pulled to safety.
这个人就在这水里一直游来游去，把啊五个救生圈给了其他的五个幸存者，让他们啊能够啊安全的游到岸上。
And when it was time for him to be saved, he succumbed to the cold and he drowned in the river.
啊，可是到最后到他啊准备啊要拿着救生圈要往回游的时候，他已经精疲力尽，他最后就在这个冰冷的河水里边啊死去了。
Now, strictly speaking, we wouldn't say that that was a good day for that man.
啊，如果我们从严格意义上来说，那一天对这个人来讲，这不是一个好的一天。
And our logic might even lead us to believe that he was a fool for not saving himself.
啊，如果从我们自己的啊逻辑来讲，我们还讲说这个人可能这么傻，为什么不先救他自己？
Yet deep down inside, we know that what he did was good.
可是从我们的心底里面，我们知道说他所做的是一件好事。
How do we know?
啊，我们怎么会知道？
It's our belief as Christians that we think that God created us to know.
啊，我们作为啊基督徒，我们知道说神造我们就是这个样，神让我们知道说这个是他。
And not only is there good, but there's perfect good, and that perfect good is what reveals God.
啊，我们不仅在这个世上存在啊善。
Just as the Canadian general described, there's also a person named Satan or the devil who represents evil.
啊，还像刚才那个加拿大将军讲到说，在这个世上不仅有善，至善有神，也有恶，还有那个恶者撒魔鬼撒旦。
But a very important aspect of our belief about goodness in God is that the world's not just a place where good and evil are fighting forever with no end.
但是我们知道说很重要的一点，我们要知道说，在这个世界上有善有恶，并不是说善恶之间一直争斗啊，没有不分胜负。
But rather that this God is the creator of the world, and He has authority over evil, and even though there's evil in the world now, that in the end He'll have the final victory.
但是我们知道说，作为我们基督徒，我们知道说神是这个世界的创造者，他比啊魔鬼的势力更大，而且我们虽然现在在这个世上是魔鬼掌权，但是最终神要战，要取胜，要成为啊是胜者。
And although it may be difficult to understand why God allows evil to happen in the world at the present time, we understand that He gives us the free will to choose between good and evil.
啊，虽然我们啊没有办法完全明白。神为什么允许啊，这个恶在我们所生活的世界上存在？但是我们知道说，神给我们一个啊自由选择的意志，让我们来在善和恶之间来进行选择。
He wants us to choose and to embrace God who is good and to reject Satan who is evil.
啊，他让神是希望我们能够来拥抱他，来接受他，也希望我们来拒绝魔鬼撒旦。
But here's another important question to consider.
我们这里有另外一个啊很重要的问题，你可以来思考。
Do you think you are good or are you evil?
啊，你觉得说你是个善人呢，你还是个恶人
？You might answer that you think you're pretty good, but not perfectly good, and certainly not evil.
啊，你可能你的回答会讲说，哎，我这个人是不错，虽然我不是一个至善至美的，但是我是一个很不错的人。啊，至少我可以说我不是个恶人。
Well, that might be good enough by human standards, but it still leaves a problem.
啊，这按照人我们人的标准来讲，啊，这是不错的，但是我们还是面临一个问题。
If we believe that there is a God and He's good, then we'll want to embrace that God and be with that God.
啊，如果我们相信我们是好的，我们也愿意说，我们也知道说神是至好，神是至好的，但是我们愿意来接受，来接受这个神。
But if we come into the presence of God just like we are, we're going to bring our evil with us in the presence of God that's just not going to be acceptable.
啊，可是如果我们来到神面前，就像我们这样来到神面前，我们身上 带着我们的善也带着我们的恶来到神面前的时候，神是不能够接受我们。
It might be fine to walk around in the rain with our rubber boots and an umbrella, but what would your guests think if you come into their house and track mud right into their white carpet?
下雨天你打个伞，穿个雨靴，都没有问题。如果你穿个雨靴就直接穿着雨靴走入你朋友的家里面，可能就是一个问题。
They might be happy to see us, but they probably point out that this is unacceptable and you need to go back outside and take your boots off, please, before you come in.
你的朋友可能很希望见到你，但是他可能会告诉你说，你最好把你的靴子脱下来，把你的泥泞的靴子留在外边，才可以进来。
So how good do we have to be before God?
我们要好到一个什么程度，我们才能够和神面对面？
It's kind of like asking how many drops of poison would you allow someone to put in your tea?
问这个问题好像就问到说，我们在我们的茶里面要放多少多少滴毒药才可以。
There can be no sin in the presence of God.
因为在神面前，他一点点的恶他都不可以。
And unfortunately, ridding ourselves of our evil and our sin is a much bigger problem than simply taking off our boots.
很不幸的是，当我们面对我们的善恶问题的时候。我们所面对的问题比较我们穿一个雨天穿一个有泥带泥的雨靴到朋友家里去要复杂和严重的多。
In fact, no matter how hard we try, we can't completely rid ourselves of evil.
不管我们自己怎样去做怎样的努力，我们没有办法从我们身上除掉完全的恶。
It's just as soon as we do something that's really good and unselfish and loving, then we turn around and do something that's selfish and serves our own interest at the expense of somebody else.
我们有的时候我们会做非常无私的非常对别人有好处的事情，可是回过头来我们也会做很自私为自己得好处的事情，在我们这样做的时候也是以牺牲别人为代价。
So what can we do?
所以我们的出路在哪里呢？
If we can't be perfect by our own efforts, then the only way that we can come into the presence of God is to be made into something different than what we were before.
如果我们没有办法靠着我们自己来到神面前，那我们必须要寻求另外一条道路，一条我们从来没有走过的路。
And this is where Jesus comes into the story.
这就是要我们讲到说，耶稣基督就进入这个画面，成为我们的答案。
If we can't get to God ourselves, then we need someone who has the authority to bring us into the presence of God.
如果我们自己没有办法来到神面前，我们就需要一位。他有权柄能把我们带到神面前的人来帮成为我们的帮助。
What if the President of the United States invited you to come visit him at the White House?
我们设想一个情景，说美国的总统向你发出邀请请你要去到白宫去与他见面。
You'd probably get a phone call or a letter from one of his trusted staff to invite you to come.
你可能会接到一个他的一个助手给你打来的电话发出邀请。
Then a person with the right authority would escort you into the White House and stay with you the whole time, and then escort you back out again.
他可能会派一个助手来带你进去，然后带你带在白宫里边，然后再带你出来。
You think you could get in by banging on the gates or jumping over the gates and banging on the door?
你知道说他，你觉得他能够就是说让你翻墙过去，或者说敲门直接就开门闯进去吗？
You might get arrested, but you wouldn't get in, or not for very long anyway.
如果你要翻墙进去，或者说直接开门闯进去，你可能进不去。即使进去，你大概没有办法在那里待很长，你可能很快被逮捕。
But as Christians, we believe that there is one named Jesus who was sent by God. He was born as a baby. He had the very spirit of God, and he was one with God, and therefore called the Son of God.
我们作为基督徒，我们相信说有一位。神叫耶稣基督，他是父神所差遣来的，他道成肉身来到人间，他有神的灵在他里面他也是那位和神同在的，所以我们常常把他称为神子。
And he had God's perfect spirit, so he had perfect love for everyone in the world.
所以他有神的灵在他里面，所以他有神的完全的爱在他身上。
He was also perfectly humble and obedient to God the Father, just as a perfect person should be.
他是一个完全的神，同时他也是一个完全的人。他在父神面前是完全谦卑、完全顺服。
And most importantly, he had the authority of God to forgive our sins and to bring us into the presence of God.
啊，更为重要的是他啊有神的那赦罪的权柄，可以赦免我们的罪啊，在父神面前。
And he not only claimed authority, he proved his authority by doing many miracles, by healing people and making the blind see, calming storms, and even raising people from the dead.
他不仅仅是宣称他有这样的权柄，他也啊在世上行了许多的神迹奇事来证明他有，他确实有这样的权柄。他让啊有病的得医治，让瞎眼的得看见，他可以平息风浪，甚至可以让死人从死里复活。
And his followers knew they were following somebody good because no one in the world had ever done these kinds of things.
他的那些追随者，那些跟从者，知道他们所跟从的是一位啊从来在世上没有存在过的人，因为世上没有人曾经做过他所做的事。
But at one point in the story of Jesus, he started talking about how he would have to die a very painful death at the hands of the people who were against him.
啊，可是在啊，耶稣基督在世上最后的时日，他开始讲说，他对他的门徒追随者讲说，他要啊要一有一要啊要死，要死去，要有一个悲很悲惨的方式啊死在那些恨恶他的人手里。
Growing up as a child reading the Bible, I always had wondered, why did Jesus have to die like this?
啊，我从小到大一直在读啊圣经，跟随着圣读圣经，随我长大，我一直在想一个很难理解的问题，说为什么耶稣基督一定要像这样啊在十字架上为我们受死。
And every time I read the gospel, it was like seeing a sad movie again, where every time you wish it would have a different ending.
啊，每次我来读圣经，就好像在看一部电影啊，一个悲剧结局的电影，我真的是每次都希望说这个结局不是这样。
We should take comfort in the fact that his followers also did not understand why Jesus had to die, and in fact they tried very hard to stop him.
啊，我们这样想啊，不例外，因为啊，耶稣的门徒他们也这样想，他们甚至千方百计地阻止耶稣啊在十字架上为我们受死。
But Jesus said over and over that he had to do this to fulfill what the prophets had said about him.To save everyone from their sin.
啊，可是主耶稣一次又一次告诉他的门徒，他一定要这样去受死，他来啊满足啊神的先知在旧约里面所预言的，他一定要这样做才能够啊来救赎我们这些啊愿意跟随他的人。
And one of the prophecies about Jesus is found in the book of the prophet Isaiah.
啊。有一个啊，其中的一个先知的预言，我们可以在以赛亚书里面，先知以赛亚书里面找到。
If you like, you can read with me.
啊，如果你们啊能够啊愿意的话，你可以跟我们一起来读。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him.And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
啊，以赛亚书五十三章第四节到第六节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华是我们众人的罪孽，都归到他身上。
So Jesus told his followers that if they believed in his authority, then they would not have to be punished for their sin, but that he would be punished for them.
啊，所以啊，主耶稣在世上时候告诉他的追随者，如果他们相信他的权柄，相信他是那位神。他们就可以免去啊神啊的，因为他们的罪所受的惩罚，他们可以啊，因为耶稣基督会代他们承受啊他们当受的刑罚。
So as Jesus and the prophets had predicted, he was turned in by the Jewish leaders, accused and condemned by the Roman authorities. He was scourged with a whip, nailed to a cross, and hung naked until he died.
所以我们看到耶稣基督的结局就是他被犹太人的领袖他们所控告被罗马的政府所控罪，然后被那些被鞭打，被钉在木头架上， 被啊吊在啊十字架上啊，裸体吊在十字架，直到他的死亡。
And this kind of execution was designed by the Romans to be about just the worst place kind of way you could die.
啊，我们知道说这个十字架的刑罚在罗马帝国时候，这是惩罚人最重的一种刑罚。
And yet, it was God's plan to show us how much He loves us.
可是我们知道说这是神的计划，就是要神像借着这样的啊事实向我们显示他有多么的爱我们。
And Jesus was obedient to show us what perfect obedience looks like.And to show us how much He loves us.
所以耶稣基督他是一个在神面前完全顺服，他给我们做了一个在神面前做一个完全顺服的榜样，也告诉我们说，在借着他十字架上受死，告诉我们他的爱是何等的残酷高深。
But Jesus had another very important reason for dying.
主耶稣他还有另外一个他在十字架受死还有另外一个原因。
He died to show us His authority over death.
他在十字架上受死，要向我们显示。他战胜死亡的权柄。
Because just as he and the prophets had predicted, 2 days after he was killed, he rose from the dead.
就像，因为就像先知里面所预言的，主耶稣他死后三天以后，他从死里复活。
And if you find that hard to believe, you should know that his disciples, even upon seeing him, also found it very hard to believe, and they had trouble believing that he had really risen from the dead.
如果你觉得说耶稣从死里复活这个事情是很难相信你不是独一的，因为耶稣基督的追随者他们也是如此。当耶稣基督从死里复活以后，他们很多人不能够相信，这是一个事实。
And he also told them that he was going to return to God the Father and that he was going to send his Holy Spirit to guide them and to comfort them so that they'd never be without the peace and the power of God.
主耶稣基督也告诉他们说，他不仅仅复活，他还要升天进入与父神的同在，他要差遣圣灵保惠师来与所有信他的人同在，是把神的平安和喜乐还有永生与他们同在。
And because they saw and they believed and they were changed into people with new hearts and they spent the rest of their lives proclaiming that Jesus had died and risen from the dead.
因为这些门徒他们看到了这一切，所以他们的心被改变，他们在他们的余生里面一直都在传播耶稣基督的福音，传播耶稣从死里复活的福音。
And many of his followers were killed because they followed him.
我们也知道很多耶稣基督追随者被杀，是因为他们要跟随耶稣基督。
Being made into a new person by Jesus cost them everything in the world.
他们因为信耶稣使他们失去了世上所有的一切，甚至生命。
But they had found the way to God through Jesus.So it was worth everything in the world.
但是他们通过跟随耶稣，他们找到了一条与神面对面的路，通过耶稣基督，这是一个在世上在哪里也找不到的，这世上最宝贵的东西。
So this brings us back to our Bible reading, the long Bible reading we had before the service.
我们来回头再看我们刚才我们所开始的时候读的一段圣经章节。
Our God, who has authority over the world, put it into the hearts of His prophets that one day God would come to earth.
我们的神他是一个掌管万有的神，他老早以前就通过他的先知告诉世人，那有一天神要道成肉身来到这个世上。
The prophets also predicted that there would be another person who would come and prepare the way for Jesus, and his name was John.
神也借着先知老早就预言说，在神道成肉身来到世上之前，要有一个人要会出现来为神预备道路，他的名字叫约翰。
And John brought the message that there's sin and evil in our lives and we needed to repent and truly be sorry before our perfect God.
这个约翰来了，他就宣传告诉我们说，我们是有罪的，我们在我们的生活里面我们被罪恶充满，我们需要面对他，我们需要承认他，我们需要在神面前认我们的罪。
In other words, we need to trade in all of our pride and our self-sufficiency for humility and dependence on God.
换句话说，我们来到神面前，我们要抛弃我们的骄傲，抛弃我们的自满，我们在神面前要谦卑下来。
And those who are truly sorry, John baptized to symbolize that they had been cleansed and forgiven from their sin.
对那些真心悔改的人。约翰就为他们施洗，在水中为他们施洗，代表说他们的罪他们老的罪他们的罪在神面前被赦免了。
But John said he could only baptize with water, and soon one named Jesus would come who would have the authority of God's Holy Spirit, who could forgive our sins and protect us from evil and bring us into the presence of God forever.
啊，但是使徒约翰他一次又一次讲到说，他只能用水啊给我们施洗，但是在他之后要来的耶稣基督，他会用他有神的权柄，有圣灵的同在，他有赦罪的权柄，他会啊让帮助保守我们免离那恶者，也可以把我们带到神的面前。
Then Satan tried to get Jesus to sin and rebel, but he was one with the Father and rejected Satan's temptation.
啊，我们知道说魔鬼撒旦试图啊来啊啊试探耶稣基督，让他来啊来啊啊接来接受他。我们知道在旷野的试探，耶稣战胜了。
Then Jesus called some men to follow them, and immediately they stopped what they were doing and just followed him.
啊，我们看到马可福音讲到说，当主耶稣叫那些打鱼的人来跟从他的时候，我们看到这些人马上放下他们的渔具，就跟从耶稣基督了。
Why do you think they followed Jesus?
啊，你有没有想过说他们为什么会这样放弃一切来跟从神，跟从耶稣基督
？It's because they knew good when they saw it.
啊，因为他们当看好的东西在他们面前出现的时候。他们的心里面知道说这是好的。
They immediately perceived the perfect goodness of Jesus and realized that following him was more important than anything in this world.
当耶稣基督在他们面前出现的时候，他们马上就看到说这是人间啊最好的东西，他们比一切都宝贵，所以他们就放下一切来跟随他。
If you haven't already, I encourage you to read the rest of the book of Mark and the other Gospels, Luke and Matthew and John.
如果你还没有读过啊这些福音书。我鼓励你，不仅仅要读一下马可福音，也读一下其他四部福音书啊，其他三部马太福音、路加福音和约翰福音。
But these aren't just stories about what Jesus did, but about what Jesus is doing today.
啊，这四部福音书是讲到说耶稣基督在世上所做的和他今天在世上仍然在做的事情。
Am I saying that Jesus still performs miracles today?
啊，你可能在问说，耶稣基督今天还在？行神迹吗？
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
是的，我告诉你说这是事实。
Just as an example, about a year ago, we were at a friend's house, and there was a woman named Debbie and her daughter, Chelsea Marie, who was a young woman.
我跟你们讲一个例子，这是在大概一年以前，我们在一个朋友的家里面遇到一对母女，母亲叫 Debbie， 她的女儿叫。Marie， 她是一个年轻的女孩子。
And I could tell that there was something different about her because she walked a little slowly and her talk was a little slow, but she had a peace and a joy about her that was just unmistakable.
我可以看出说这个年轻的女孩子有一点与众不同。她行走有一些缓慢，她言语也有些迟钝，但是可以看到说她。被喜乐和平安所充满，这一点是毋庸置疑的。
And her mother began to tell me her story.
她的母亲开始告诉我说这个年轻女孩子的故事。
Wendy was there too.
当时Wendy 她的台湾的妻子也在那里，也在场。
Her mother got a call from the hospital that her daughter had been in a terrible car accident and had suffered severe brain trauma and she wouldn't survive the night.
她妈妈说，她这个年轻的女孩子当时出了一个很严重的车祸，他妈妈接到从医院来的电话，告诉说他的女儿出了车祸大概已经要不行了，不能够晚上大概熬不过去了。
But her mother, being a follower of Jesus, felt the Holy Spirit tell her that her daughter was not going to die that night.
可是这位母亲，她是一个耶稣的追随者，她圣灵就给她感动，很明确告诉她。她的女儿那天晚上不会死去。
And she told the doctor, "I know you're a trained doctor, and I respect your professional opinion, but you don't know my God."
所以她跟那个医生讲，她说：“我知道说你是一个受过训练的医生，我也尊重你的专业意见，但是你不知道我的神。”
The young woman did survive the night, but she was in a coma.
这个年轻的女孩子她晚上没有死去，但是她进入了一个。昏迷状态。
And the doctor told the mother she has no brain activity, and she won't live very long.
啊，这个医生告诉这个母亲说，他的女儿已经啊脑死，基本上是脑死亡啊，已经不大可能会啊活很久了。
And the mother again said, "I know that's the way it seems, but you don't know my God."
但是这个妈，这个母亲告诉医生说，我知道这看起来是这样，但是你不认识我的神。
And for a long time, her daughter just had kind of glassy eyes. In fact, her eyes were looking in two different directions.
啊，在很长的时间里边，她女儿的眼睛好像眼神都散了，两个眼睛都是看到不同的那个方向。
But then one day, while the mother and some friends were praying with her, something amazing happened.
啊，可是有一天啊，当这个母亲和她的一些朋友在她的床前病床前为她祷告的时候，啊，一个稀奇的事情就发生了。
Her eyes.Seemed to focus on something that was above her, and her face went from looking like death to having an expression of just pure joy.
啊，她的眼神开始好像就聚焦，开始看到她上面，啊，她妈妈头上的一些东西，然后她你就看到她脸上充满了喜乐。
And from that point on, she could focus and follow things with her eyes, and the doctor was astonished.
啊，从那个时候开始，她就开始意识有一些恢复。有恢复，他就开始能够啊，眼睛也可以聚焦在一些啊事情上面。医生看到以后是非常的稀奇。
And then she began to speak just one word at a time, not necessarily making sense, just able to say things that came from her memory.
啊，他，然后慢慢的他就开始能够讲话，每次都是啊一个词一个词的跳出来。
In the past, she had memorized many Bible verses.
啊，在以前这个年轻的女孩子她可以啊。背下很多的圣经的章节。
And one day when her mother read her part of a Bible verse, she was shocked when her daughter suddenly recited the rest of the Bible verse effortlessly, as if she had no problem speaking at all.
啊，有一天她妈妈在她病床前给她读圣经的时候，啊，这个女孩子就开始突然开始讲话，开始把她那段圣经啊的其他的章剩下的章节就全部的啊讲出来，而且没有一点的打顿。
So she read parts of other Bible verses and let her daughter finish them, and that's how she started speaking again.
啊，所以她就开始说，她妈妈就开始读圣经的一些其他的一些章节，然后她读开始的部分，让女儿来读，来啊记来讲后边的部分。他们就这样开始反复的复习练习。
And the story went on and on, but in the end, she was functioning again and wanting to go back to college.
啊，所以我们看到说，她慢慢她就啊恢复到一个。程度他就约他想重新回到学校去读书。
And I could tell you many more stories about the amazing thing that God has done in the lives of people I know and in my life and our family's life, but we don't have a lot of time tonight.
啊，我想我有很多啊，看到很多的见证，耶稣基督在我这朋友啊身上所行的啊神迹，也在我家中所行的。但是今天晚上我没有很多的时间和你们分享。
But as amazing as this is, I think the most amazing miracle that Jesus does is to transform somebody's life into something new so that they can become something they weren't before and to be led to the presence of God by Jesus.
啊，我想耶稣基督行的最大的神迹就是改变啊他跟随者的生命，让我们有一个新的生命，被圣灵充满，我们可以来跟随神。
Even now, Jesus is inviting us to come with him into the perfect presence of God.
啊，所以甚至在今天，我们是耶稣基督还是一样在那里伸出手来邀请我们来跟从他，他可以把我们带到父神面前。
He's saying, "Follow me, and by my authority, I will forgive your sins."
他在一直还在讲，今天也在讲说，跟从我，号召我的权柄，我可以来赦免你的罪。
Follow me, and I will take your sins upon me, and I will be punished in your place.
啊，来跟从者，来跟从我，我可以把你的罪放在我的肩上，我来承担你因你的罪所受的惩罚。
Follow me, and I will teach you how to die to your sins.
啊，我来跟从我，我要来教你怎么样啊，对你向你的罪死亡。
Follow me, and I will show you that you can have a new life and be risen as if you were from the dead.
啊，来跟从我。我要赐给你一个新的生命，好像你从死里复活一样。
Follow me, and I will give you God's Spirit to comfort you and to give you peace and joy.
来跟从我，我要把神的圣灵来赐给你，让圣灵住在你里面。圣灵与你同在的时候，神的喜乐、平安和智慧也会与你同在。
Follow me, and I will take you into the perfect presence of God forever.
来跟从我，我要把你带到父神的面前，让你永远与神同在。
But if you don't follow me, you'll end up following Satan and be separated from everything that's good forever.
啊，但是如果你不跟从我，你的选择，你就是跟从魔鬼。你跟从魔鬼耶稣，那么啊，魔鬼撒旦，那么你的结局就是与神永远的啊隔绝，与神的一切美善永远的隔绝。
Jesus truly brought us good news if we are to accept it.
啊，如果我们能够接受耶稣基督他所讲的一些，那耶稣基督所讲的对我们来讲是真是好的福音。
And the first step is to truly be sorry for our sins and to confess them to Jesus.
啊，照耶稣啊所教导的，我们要迈出的第一步就是要承认我们的罪，在神面前我们认罪悔改。
Ask him to send the unmistakable presence of his Holy Spirit and to begin to walk with him now.
啊，我们来求神啊差遣啊保惠师圣灵来改变我们，来带领我们啊今后的道路。
I'd like to finish with a Bible verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
啊，我想啊，我来啊结束今天晚上的信息，用啊约翰福音十五章里边的一段章节。
And you can read with me if you like.
啊，如果愿意的话，你们跟我一起来读。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself
好，我们读中文啊，第五约翰福音十五章啊，第五节到第八节。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为谁离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外边枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
If you'd like to learn more about following Jesus and the amazing things that Christ has done in my life, I'd be happy to talk with you, as would any of our church leaders.
啊，如果你愿意啊，来理聊理。啊，了解更多啊，耶稣的跟从者啊，他们的和他们的生活和耶稣基督在这些跟从者身上所做成就的，你啊，我愿意来啊跟你分享。我想相信说教会其他弟兄姊妹也一样啊，愿意和你分享。
Thank you for paying attention tonight, and we'll end in a prayer.
好，我们谢谢啊你们来听，我们低头边一边祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the authority of Jesus.
好，我们在天上，主，我们谢谢主，你赐给耶稣基督这样的权柄。
And I pray that if we're finding these Bible verses difficult to understand, that you send your Holy Spirit to help us to understand them in our hearts.
主，我们也谢谢你啊，圣经的章节虽然啊难懂，但是你啊差遣圣灵来帮助我们来理解主你的话语。
And just help us to understand first, Lord, that you love us even more than we love ourselves.
主啊，求你帮助我们来啊理解主，你爱我们胜过啊我们自己爱我们。
I pray that for anyone here, Lord, who's just attracted to you, that you might draw them with your Holy Spirit.
啊，主，我们在啊为所有在座的祷告人啊，主圣灵，你就啊真是啊来呼召他们来与你亲近。
I pray that you give us eyes to see good, Lord, and to see evil, and to follow what is good.
啊，主，你赐给我们一个啊明亮的眼睛，我们能够辨别善恶，使我们可以啊跟从善，我们来远离恶。
And even when it's hard to understand, Lord, we just thank you that Jesus died for us that terrible death on the cross.
啊，主啊，虽然我们不能够完全明白，但是主，我们谢谢你，让你独生爱子在十字架上啊为我们舍命。
And that He rose from the dead to conquer death forever.
主，我们谢谢主你啊，让耶稣基督啊他三天以后从死里复活，他战胜死亡。
We thank you for your mercy and your grace as we are so unworthy.
好，我们谢谢主你的恩典，你的怜悯，我们知道说我们何等不配。
Just help us to bow down before you so that we can just enjoy your glory.
好，主，我们 求你帮助我们啊，让我们在你面前能够谦卑顺服，我们可以啊来享受主你的荣耀。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
啊，我们啊感谢你，赞美你，我们奉奉耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen.
Amen.